Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Surely I ain't the only person to ever roll the windows down and accidentally litter.
Paige.
My life is like a ball band with a new brush.
And Fat Boy.
Why is it so hot? Why is it always hot? Why do I always sweat?
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rut blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Rocks!
The best.
The best.
The best. 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 Damn. Damn. Damn.
Damn.
Hey.
Damn.
And now it's time for the best. The best. Damn. Audio.
Also.
Part deux.
Part deux. We did not say earlier, so we'll say now. If you have audio for us, which again is always point out, it's probably in video form. We've had some people try to ask, how do I get the audio to you? You tag us in the video, and then
I'll do the work for you.
Fat Boy is really good at that. I sent you a clip late last night. I found it last minute.
You really did. It's going to cost you some Odyssey points, to be honest with you.
Well, you need some new socks.
So you got to need some orange socks. I need that book bag is what I need.
Still to come, though, although My Private Parts was a great song, and it is in my head.
Yeah.
But I think I do have one that's coming up that may supersede it and be in everyone's head for the rest of the day.
Yeah, that might close us out.
Because you already know this song because it's karaoke, and most of you probably love this song.
Well, you talk about tagging us in posts, which is exactly what happened in this situation.
How do you do that? I did not even get to that.
Well, I thought you did. Well, you could tag you at O'Maffew, O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W.
Tag Fatboy at Fatboy933.
Which is exactly what our boy J.P. Crawford did with this one. This is a laugh compilation.
Rodeo star?
No.
Okay.
Well, I don't think so.
Oh.
So, I got to show you the video, and I'll probably put it on my story, but this is a compilation of people laughing. Now, it won't sound like it, and some of the laughs will get you going, but this is exactly what it is. It's all laughs. Nothing else.
They're glassed. Don't drop them.
Oh, my God.
Sira, banana.
Parody.
Two to one. I went to school with a girl. I'll never say her name, but that donkey laugh like that, that took me back to 10th grade.
What is that one sound that where you're like, it's not that first wheeze one sounded like a demon was like appearing out of nowhere. But that one where it's like phlegm is getting unstuck in your throat when you laugh and like you're throwing up a little bit. God, what an uncomfortable sound, but funny.
I just put it on my story, so if you go to Fatboy933 on Instagram, you can see it. And you can follow the laughs. And the donkey laugh is the best one.
Follow the laughs.
One chick's a smoker.
That guy. That's another thing. Like,
well, that hurts.
Fingerprints, you know, everyone's different, whatever. Like, are all our laughs different? Like, would they register on a you know, like your smart speaker at home may know your voice. Welcome home, Jeremy. Welcome home, fool.
Oh no.
But would it be able to, oh, you thought that was funny, did you, Matthew? Like, would it be able to recognize your laugh?
I think they can now.
I imagine so. That's crazy. Okay. This one here is a whole lot of fun. I just remember watching the ones with ball cards when that was old Don West, when he would do the shop at home. He'd go all crazy talking about, you know, what you could buy, sports cards and stuff. This right here is not that, although it is QVC. And, you know, they go in there and they sell these clothing outfits, and it'll be the same outfit but in like 12 different colors. My mother had many of them. This lady right here, though, says The Unexpected live on QVC. And, well, just listen to this.
And with the submarine
story, I wanted to tell you that I got that peasant blouse with the tassels.
Yes.
And I used to wear the tassels on my pasties. Do you know what pasties are?
Okay.
Do you know what pasties are?
Yes, let me. I'm going to do.
Okay, well, I had tassels on my pasties.
Marianne, I just want to say this. You are my emotional support diva. Okay, you have just made my whole entire day. Mary's walked off. She's dead on the couch.
I'm having therapy with Marianne right now.
Marianne is my sister from another mister.
I am. Oh, I have it. Never. Marianne, you made my year.
Sister from another mister?
Yeah. That's so the one the ladies like to say.
It's these little peasant dresses, which are weird. I mean, the peasants didn't want to wear them, and now middle America wants to wear them. But there's little tassels on the arm, but she was saying she removed the tassels, as she called them, and then put them to her pasties and would whip them around. The one lady gets out of the shot because she can't stop laughing, and she's laying down on a couch, and then the camera pans over to her, and she's dying on the couch. Her tassels.
You know what pasties are?
Oh, yeah. By the way, God, I'll get back to you on who gave me that one. I wrote it down on a different paper.
Oh, shout out. Well, while you kind of search for it,
yeah,
this one doesn't need much of a setup. This is probably the best or worst personal trainer ever.
Best or worst.
My name is Carl Lewis, and I don't give a I don't give a how tired you are. I don't give a how hungry you are. And I don't give a what you got going on. We're here for one motherfucking reason, and that's to get to motherfucking work. Let's go.
It's heavy.
I know it's heavy. So is the motherfucking burger you probably ate this weekend, too. Come on, Nicole. Kids need healthy motherfucking mamas is what they need. That's right, Dr. Chess. Did you just give yourself a head start with this? Add a plate on that motherfucker, man. Come on, go get a plate. No, I ain't grabbing shit. Booty's a sky motherfucking high. That booty up like a motherfucking teepee, Dr. Tiff. Lower that ass.
That was a little piece of his workout class.
God.
He said, add another plate on it. Could you go get it for me?
What was the first thing that, I mean, you don't have to replay, but the first thing he said was like gold. It was something about, is that heavy?
Yeah, not as heavy as that burger you probably ate last night.
That's what it was. God, that was good. Well, from that we go to this Memphis News, TV station rather, news reporter. This is, let me go and tell you the exact station to give them full credit. WREG-TV. And this is not to make fun of, but they've just described two suspects of a woman who was shot in the house where they are standing in front of. And you can't see this, but the suspects look just like the guys they're interviewing. And just listen to what they say.
It's a tragedy because it's over, like, you know, issues, relationship problems, stuff. So all the man out there, bro, just stay down. Don't never harm yourself over a female because there's too many people harm themselves by females.
And then the girl that it happened to, mm-hmm. me and her used to go together.
Wow.
So I'm sorry.
Now, at this time, police have not identified either individual that was involved in this shooting, as this is an ongoing investigation. I'm Caitlin Barker reporting live for your news leader, WREG News Channel 3.
Meanwhile, the one guy is counting a stack about the size of Shaq's shoe of 20s.
You know, the reporter wanted to get out, and she goes,
she
oh,
was like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because the one guy's like, yeah, man, girls, you know, you got to, I don't know what he said really, but he's saying, you know, watch out for the women, guys. And then the other guy's like, yeah, that girl, that happened, I mean, you know, whatever happened back here, I used to go with her.
Yeah, that guy, how old is he if he's saying, we used to go together?
Ah, yeah.
He didn't say like, you know, I was tagging that or hooking up. I was beating it up.
Yeah, I hate that happened, but, you know, she did some bad things and everything, but, you know, I hate that happened. All right, here's the one.
This is hilarious.
This right here. And again, to the previous credit, I am going to stick to my at Peter_Weller_79.
That's nice.
Didn't give me a, just tagged me in it. You know, it might've just been, being nice, but, thank you for that contribution.
Peter Welter. Thank you.
Weller, like, Terminator, right? Wasn't that Peter Weller?
Oh, it was RoboCop.
RoboCop. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I thought you said Whacker. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You were Peter Smeller. This right here is a young man who does karaoke. And his name is Oliver Chuo. And Oliver is, I'm not going to guess where he's from, okay? I'm not.
Oh, please.
I have a couple guesses, but it's not for me to judge. But here he is doing one of my favorite songs, and maybe yours too, but in his own personal way. Enjoy.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, the lonesome feeling comes to my door. The world turns blue. It's a run down bar across the railroad tracks. I got a table for two way in the back where I stay alone. Sick of losing you.
Big finish.
I spend most every night beneath the light of a little moon.
Come to Lilo Moon.
Now if you lose your wife at Ole, it's always soon here for the lonely. Watch your broken dreams dancing out of the beams of a neon moon.
Who the hell is Neon Moon?
Neon Moon, Leon Moon, or Lilo Moon. But there, that was...
He's a Leon Moon.
I tell you what.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
So, we'll, let's just go at random. I'm going to close my eyes and point at the screen. And that lands on... Ron. Oh, hold on. Ron says he needs to vent. Nothing crazy. Just life is piling. Oh, man. What's going up? What's going on, Ron?
Man.
Yes, sir.
I'm about to have my 10th grandchild. 10th.
Good 10? Gosh.
What?
Yes, right. 10, man. Double digits. I'm running a daycare, and I didn't even sign up for it.
Wow.
And what?
Yeah.
Look, my oldest, he's got 3. My middle one's got 4. And my youngest, just, you know, apparently he doesn't know how it works. He just keeps adding to it.
Ron, like, wow. You know, I have 2. And, like, 10 is wild. Should I congratulate? Is that a congratulations, or are they in order? Yes, of course they are. Yeah.
Well, everybody says that, but ain't nobody coming over to babysit, I'll tell you that.
I don't know if you mind me asking, Ron, but how old a fella are you?
I am 58, and okay. I feel about 103.
You know?
Look, man, guys, I'm the tiredest grandpa you'll ever damn meet.
You know what? You sound like, well, probably one of, like, how do I say this? Like, you're intimidating, first off, with your voice. I will say that. Yeah. But let's ask this, enough about your boy. How close are the birthdays of these grandkids? Like, are they spread out at least, or?
Oh, that's a good question.
Spread out.
Yeah.
Look, man, there's only 1 month of the year we don't have a birthday.
God.
Well, let me guess what that month is. December, maybe?
Let you. December. December.
Of course.
You're going to get a month off.
Thank the Lord for Christmas being the only thing we celebrate that month, or I'd be going broke.
So, first off, you need to get, you know, I'd like to offer you a podcast here. Your voice alone is great.
Oh, they would buy it.
So, they would buy it. The rest of the year, though, it's, I mean, you not only is just the present, but the party after party, and not the fun kind of parties, maybe, you know?
Well, look, man, it's constant. I mean, it's cake, it's candles, presents, bounce houses. Somebody's crying, somebody's throwing up.
Yeah.
Man, it is constant. It never ends.
Dude, that is your life now, Ron. Like, that is it.
Yes, it is.
God.
And they always want to come over. I mean, like, always.
Yeah.
Papa, can we come over? No. I love y'all, but no.
God, you don't say that, though. Right.
No, right. I don't say that. I say, yeah, come on. But then I sit there wondering why I said yes.
True.
So you got the 10th on the way. Like, how many are we talking over at once that are coming over?
Well, I've had 8. all at once.
Good Lord. Like, eight kids at your house at the same time.
Eight grandbabies, plus my kids dropping them off of like a daycare center. I mean, I get snack requests, cartoons on so loud. Somebody's always sticky for no reason.
Yes.
Yeah, that's real. Being sticky for no reason.
You believe it? No reason at all.
Yeah. Yeah. So, wow. Wow.
I don't even know half the time what it is. I'm just like, just don't touch me.
Yeah.
Just walk over there. I got one of them snack me. Got one of them calling me Snack Papa. That's my whole identity.
Snack Papa. Good Lord. Cool. I may be called Uber Grandpa before it's all over with. That's tough, though. I mean, I get it.
Look, man, crazy. And my youngest. Look, my youngest, she drops hers off like she's clocking into a shift, man. Doesn't even come inside. Just open the door, kicks him out.
Oh, wow.
Oh, just to drop and go? That's awful.
Man, drop and go.
God.
Not even a hey or nothing. Not even like, look at me.
That is cold. You're her father, for God's sakes.
Look, I hit my limit last weekend, man. Look, yes. I had six of them over. One's crying. One's got marker on the wall. One's asking for a snack. I went in the bathroom, shut the door, and sat on the toilet. 10 minutes in silence.
It's like
I didn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Dude, that's bad when the safe space is the damn bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? I wasn't even using it. I didn't even lock the door.
God. But I'm going to die right now if this is Ron Simmons, because it could very well be. Where are your kids during all that? Are they working or...
Man, this is the worst part, man. They are living their best life. Thanks, Dad. We owe you one. You don't owe me one. You owe me 10.
Oh, like, you're the system. Like, you're keeping the whole family afloat, right?
Yeah.
That's right. I am, and I can't afford it either. That's the other part nobody ever talks about.
The parties and then the Christmas and all that? I mean, that adds up very quick with 10.
Oh, you don't know, man. We went on one family vacation last year, just one. Took everybody to the beach, right?
Yeah. I bet that was fun.
Oh, boy.
It cost me $4,000.
Oh, my God. What? $4,000?
$4,000. I got to get the biggest Airbnb they got. It looks like a little hotel, right? I'm paying for groceries. Man, it's like feeding the football team.
Feeling like Coach Prime. I mean, and everybody expects you to do it again and again. You know, and Ron, you'll get this. Fat Boy always laughs about this. I go to my birthday. I take out my daughter and my grandkids and son-in-law, and the whole thing. And I pay for it. It's my birthday.
That's right.
And they That's expect right. that. Yeah.
Yeah. They want to go back. They're already asking, Papa, where can we go back? Look, never. We are never going back.
Yeah.
That was the farewell tool.
I mean,
we're just going, we're done.
You can go back, right? You just got to downsize it. Like, you're not going to take everybody. Like, maybe a couple.
I tried. I said, maybe just me go this year. Everybody got all quiet.
like a, God, you know, Ron, I thought about doing that, like a go on vacation by myself kind of thing. But you're talking about just you? Like, is there no...
me, man.
Yeah, is there a Mrs.?
I'm divorced.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's just you and all these kids?
Holy moly, that makes it even worse.
Damn.
Yeah, just me and 10 grandkids treating my house like it's the rec center at the park.
That
24/7.
That is a lot.
Like, what kind of social life do you have?
Social life?
Look, hanging out in club bathroom.
Exactly. I tried to go on a date last month. I had to cancel because I had 4 of them coming over.
Oh, wow. What happened on the date?
Well, we were supposed to go to dinner, right? Yeah. And I had to text her like, hey, I got 4 kids coming over.
You said kids. Like, you told her you had kids coming over.
Man, I panicked. I missed, I didn't even say grandkids.
See, that's worse, right? Is it worse? Yeah. I don't know.
How is it? It's not good in either way. She texted back, good luck with that. I ain't heard from her since.
Mm. Yeah, you scared her off. She ain't coming back, Ron.
Do you, like, is that a thing that, when you meet a girl and tell me about your family, do you lead with the, I've got 10 grandkids?
Well, I don't lead with it, but, I got to tell them. I got to be truthful, and usually that's the end of the conversation.
Yeah.
Even presented like that, it sounds like you're raising them. Like, just you?
Yeah, one lady asked me if I run a daycare out of my house.
That's probably not the good look. I mean, you're probably having to wear a whistle, like you're chaperoning a field trip or something.
That's right, like I'm the lifeguard. I ain't been on a real date in 2 years. Yeah. But I tell you what I do know,
what?
Every episode of Paw Patrol.
Dude, they love Paw Patrol.
That might be worse, though.
Yeah, it really might be.
Man, look, I just want one single weekend where nobody needs a snack or ride or, you know, calls me Papa every 5 seconds.
Right.
You know?
You want peace and quiet, Ron. That's what you want.
Dude, I just want silence. Just one day of silence.
Yeah.
You know, I'm starting to think I got to start saying no. But I don't know how to do it without being the bad guy, you know?
See, therein lies the problem. There it is.
Yeah, you got to do it. Like, you need a vacation by yourself, and you got to start saying no. But that sucks.
Yeah, I know, man. That's why I called y'all.
Yeah.
I had to say to somebody.
Hold on a minute, Ron. First off, seriously, I love your voice. I do. I really do. We got to take a break, though, when we come back. We'll talk to some folks. If you can hang through, great. If not, no problem. Because it is that thing where you kind of like, you want to be the one that's reliable. You want to be the one they can count on. But then is it kind of like, it's kind of an afterthought. Well, he'll do it. They'll do it. You know what I'm saying?
He's taking for granted a little bit. He doesn't even have the 10th one yet.
Yeah.
Hold on, Ron.
I'm just going to sit here for a second and...
God, you guys got a great voice.
Yeah, I can't do it.
I want him to record my voicemail for me.
Matt can't come to the phone right now. That guy is awesome.
They can't even do his voice justice.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
So the way to do this, and this is why I'm a little anxious, is we're going to just bring the person on unannounced and try to guess who it is.
You want to try?
I think
you're going to grab it quick.
Okay, the voice might give it away.
Y'all, you're going to know.
All right, you ready?
Okay. Good morning, mystery guest.
Baby, it's unbelievable, honey.
Oh, don't.
I'm scrolling through the list now. I don't know that. Can we ask you if you are from the world of comics, television, wrestling, or athletics?
Well, music and wrestling. I had a million seller record in the 60s called Keep On Dancing.
The Gentry.
Yes.
Holy moly.
The
mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Good morning.
Good morning, Madman, Fat Boy, and Paige. I got to tell Paige one thing. I saw Sergeant Slaughter yesterday, and he said that Paige went AWOL on him.
Wow. She is actually out sick today.
Nice.
I don't know if Slaughter was involved in that, but wow, you know that story. It's made its rounds. That's wild. Good. Wow. This is wild right now. Jimmy Hart, you have... You're like Johnny Cash. You've been everywhere, man. Like, you've been everywhere
and still most, look great too.
Don't be weird. He's a guest, but like, like every major match, you can look down in the corner and there you are.
Well, I got to tell you this. You know, somebody was talking to me yesterday. The newspaper came out and was interviewing me up here in New Jersey today. And he said, Jimmy, can I run over your list of tag teams? He said, you had the Hart Foundation, the Nasty Boys, Earthquake and Typhoon, the Rougeau Brothers, Terry and Dory Funk, the Honky Tonk Man, Greg the Hammer Valentine, Ted DiBiase, Irwin R. Scheister, Mike Rotundo, of course, Andy Kaufman, Jerry Lawler, King Kong Bundy. And I said, stop. You're making me sound too old.
Dang it, man. Wow. God, the things you just mentioned there, like, first thing you got to go to is Andy Kaufman. Like,
God,
I don't know which, I'm such a fan of that movie, that era, the you know, that's another thing, being old school, you know, the way they, the new show on Netflix where they're just giving us complete backstage footage where, like, kayfabe's completely broken, but then you have a guy who would legit wear a neck brace and pretend to have gone to the hospital just to sell the bit. Like, hey, I guess it kind of...
It's blurred. It really is.
It's really blurred, but does that make it more attractive to people where it's not like... You know, because when I was a kid, I know I'm doing all the talking right now, but when I was a kid, I was made fun of by people because I didn't know, you know, I didn't know the stuff. It was still real to me, damn it. I mean, I was still very, very into it.
Back when they protected the business a little bit more.
Yeah, so don't you think that much like an athlete from the 50s, 60s, 70s, didn't have the trainers and all this stuff. Now they have individual trainers. It's a little easier because you don't have to put up the facade anymore. That's a long question, Jimmy Hart.
Well, you know, I'm going to try to figure it out. Hey, I started in wrestling in Memphis, Tennessee. I was part of a group called the Gentries. We had a million-seller record out of high school, Keep On Dancing. And then I bumped into Jerry Lawler, who went to school with me. He went into professional wrestling. I went into music. Yeah. And so, as it would be, I finally left the music and jumped into wrestling. And then one of the people I managed down there was the late, great Andy Kaufman. Andy Kaufman loved who he loved more than anything was Elvis Presley. So after the matches on Monday night, I'd have to go to Graceland over there, sit across the street from where Graceland was, Elvis's place, and he kept going, I know, you know, Elvis had passed away then, and he goes, I know Elvis is going to come through those gates tonight, Jimmy. And I said, well, he better come pretty soon because I got to go to Louisville Gardens tomorrow morning. Please, I hope he comes out. But he loved it so much. He really did. I took him over to Sun Records. By the way, a quick plug here. In September of this year coming out, I've got a brand new album coming out on the Gentries. That's the songs have been around for 40 something years. Sun Records out of Nashville. You know, of course, Elvis own son and Roy Orbison, all those guys. And so they're releasing a new Gentry album in September called It's Been So Long, with a lot of our old hits on it, featuring Cinema Girl, our top 40 hit back in the day. So that's coming out. So it's kind of like you get out of wrestling to get into music, you get into music to get into wrestling. It's all crazy for me. But Andy was great. Lawler started me in Memphis, and of course, after that, I went to New York with the Hulkster, of course, and so everything else has been great since then.
Yeah, I was going to ask if it was hard for you, Jimmy, to leave music to go to wrestling, but it sounds like you never did. You just always had them both going on.
Well, you know what happened? When I got up to New York, Dave Wolf, Cyndi Lauper's manager, he said, Jimmy, he said, after the first WrestleMania that I was on, he goes, we're putting a wrestling album together. You got a song? I said, yeah, I've got a good one called Eat Your Heart Out, Rick Springfield. And so we cut that for the album, and that led to Vince letting me cut a lot more songs. We did the Demolition song. By the way, they're going into the Hall of Fame this year. So
yeah,
we cut the Demolition song. We cut all the Honky Tonk Man's hits, American Made by Hulk and WCW, the Wolfpack by the NWO, and, Ted DiBiase.
Wait a
song
minute.
And
what? You did, you were the doom, 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 doom. That was you?
Yeah. Woo! Dun, 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 dun.
What?
The Wolfpack's back.
That's
it's
awesome.
Mass Destruct. Yeah, we did the Wolfpack. And so Eric Bischoff over there let me cut a lot of the songs for them once we left and went over there. But I kind of got into wrestling, got into music, back into music, back into wrestling. And so that's what I'm doing now. But it's been a great run for me. And you know what? Here's what's so crazy. I've been around so long. You know, I was on the first WrestleMania. Yeah. And WrestleMania is coming up in Las Vegas. You hear, of course, Cody Rhodes against Randy Orton. And, of course, CM Punk against Roman Reigns. Two of the major matches up there. So that's going to be awesome. I go every year for that. And of course, we're going to be at the South Carolina Comic-Con coming up, which is right around the corner.
Yes.
I believe that's going to be on the 11th and 12th, which
that's
is Saturday
right.
and Sunday. And I've got to tell you, Rob and Michelle, who put this together every year, who've been doing a great job. There's over 150 vendor tables this year. And you spoiled my surprise about Ron Simmons coming in. You know, Kane's there. I'm there. Ted DiBiase, who I used to manage, is there. And, of course, Ron Simmons is coming up. But I've got to tell you this. Who's bringing us all in, which is crazy, is the agent to the superstars of wrestling,
Tony Hunter.
Can you believe? And he's bringing us in this year, but he does a great job. But like I said, I'm still living the dream. I just got a call yesterday and said that, Jimmy, your new Funko for WWE Funko just came out this year. And I said, yeah, you're right, it's doing great. He said, you're on the 2K video game that just came out. I said, yep, managers, one of the managers on that. He said, you got at Walmart, you got a new plush figure just came out. I said, I know it, can you believe that? And so, and then the Sun album coming out right around the corner. So it's been a great year. And Fanatics has got my new T-shirts out. So I feel like I'm 18 years old again, which is really a stretch of my imagination.
God, they got to give Jimmy Hart a break, man. Let the guy relax a little bit. You got so much going on.
He's giving us one right
great,
now, for
man.
Sure. Now, let
I
me,
love you guys.
Well, you know what? I got so many questions for you. But first, check this out. We have a guest for you. Rob Young's in studio with us. Rob is here. The Rob,
Jimmy, how's
the guy
it going?
That's bringing you in. He's here with us, too.
Oh, I love it. Well, thank you again. You know, like I said, each year it's gotten bigger and bigger for Rob and Michelle. And so I'm so excited to go this year and have a lot of new product and everything. And plus, what's so cool, 150 vendor tables. You have time. You can walk around. You can take a look at everybody they have there with all their memorabilia and merchandise. So it's kind of like it's hard to kill a memory.
Well, yeah, it is. And, you know, Borderlands, the shop here, which, I mean, calling it a shop is crazy. It's like a mini Comic-Con at all times in there.
It is.
They're the main shop that's bringing it in. You will be there on Saturday and Sunday, correct? Both days?
Yeah. Whatever Tony Hunter says, I hope I'm there both days because I enjoy seeing all my friends and seeing all of the superstars and also all the wrestling fans that have grown up with us and watched us and come support us. And so it's just great to talk to them about a lot of their stories and a lot of their memories.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Jimmy Hart, I want to get you on again when we can spend more time talking and
we'll really get into it.
Yeah. Like so many questions. Is that cool with you? We'll do that. I mean, we're live right now.
Just,
okay. I don't want you to say, oh, here's my number. Okay. So everybody, next weekend, SC Comic-Con, presented by Ingalls. More information at sccomiccon.com. It's going to be right here at the Greenville Convention Center in Greenville, South Carolina, which, I mean, Monday night, Sunday afternoons in Greenville at the Memorial Auditorium. Do you ever work a shot through there, the Greenville Memorial Auditorium?
Yes, we have. We've been everywhere, especially with WCW, because, yeah. You know, originally I was in Memphis wrestling with Lawler. Then we left. I went to New York, me and Hulk did, and we were with WWF back then, which is WWE now. Then Hulk and I went and did Thunder in Paradise, and then from there we took a little vacation over to WCW with Eric Bischoff. We did that. So while we were at WCW, we came through there, and, of course, now back with the WWF, of course, with WWE.
Yeah.
So like I said, I'm still living the dream, man. Hey, look, tell Paige I said get well, and like Hulk would tell her, eat fruit.
Oh, sorry for your loss, Jimmy. You know, you and Hulk are really close.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, for 40-something years, we started in Memphis together, and we did everything, man, in and out of the ring. You know, we did Thunder in Paradise, a lot of the movies, and then WWF, WWE, WCW. It's been a great run. But you know what? He's in a better place right now. No more pain, no more suffering, because, you know, with 8 back surgeries, 2 knee replacements, shoulder replacements and everything, but he was very, very special, you know. And like I said before, he's just a great friend, but I love you guys for having us on. But maybe I can come back on when my new album comes out on Sun Records.
That's a deal. All right, Jimmy Hart, Mouth of the South. God bless you, sir. We'll talk soon. Okay.
We love you guys, and remember, keep on dancing, baby.
All right, man. We'll see you later. Jimmy Hart,
legend.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.